Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, from the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you and I. Be at 11:34 on a Monday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here from the kitchen with you there. Probably other than your kitchen. And on the other side of my kitchen is Paulie Rosenberg at 345 Hudson Street, downtown New York City. No, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number four. We'll take it right up until Sal Licata. And Sal coming your way at 1. On your fan, New York City. Sweeney just stole my opening remarks. He must have gotten a copy. He must have been with the ESP. We know he has ESPN. And like most of us do with the television, and we just saw, by the way, the Raiders win their first home game beating the Saints. And it was 34-24. And I have a pretty good guess with Derek Carr, with his three touchdown passes and somewhat of a surprise. But let's face it, the Oakland-Las Vegas Raiders were no doubt a little bit juiced over their billion-dollar-plus brand-new stadium. And maybe even you listening, figuring that the Raiders might pull off a surprise and maybe won a couple of shekels on the game already. Who knows? But the bottom line is the Raiders fairly played good football and did surprise. However, you know, I know, we all know they're not going to win their division. We'll talk a little bit more about the locals in a moment, but Captain Kirk, I've heard of. Alejandro Kirk, that's another story. And but when you do what he did tonight, you are going to be mentioned by Sweeney Murty for sure in the postgame show. And you also might get the same kind of information from me as Sweeney and I do a little bit of a tag team. And when Johnny Bench did, at under the age of 21, get his four hits with two extra base hits, that is the mark. And after all, who didn't know that? I mean, that is one for the stats with the everything with the esoteric. But again, and Johnny Bench did that one in 1969. Did Sweeney mention the year? I heard Sweeney mention a little bit with getting my papers together, my ad libs that I have written down during the course of baseball games. And I did hear Sweeney mention that what Kirk had done. But Johnny Bench did it in 1969. So that's how long ago it was. And again, it goes right back into esoteria with the kind of information we don't need to know. But we're in the business when we can to provide not only the X's and the O's and the hits, runs, and the errors and the notables from a one-sided game. There was a time, once upon a time, when the Yankees were basically, you know, getting double digits back to back to back, and I think it added up to 43 runs with a 20-1 game against a certain team, and then a 13 in the next game against a certain team, and then a 10 in game number 3 of that series. Now what is wrong with the Yankees? They're giving up double-digit runs back-to-back. What's happening, as they did with Boston? And you know that that Kratz was going to give up the only home run I think that J.D. Davis has had since last year. He has 6. But I was going to say the only home run I could remember him hitting, and that was last year. I mean, and here Eric Kratz has to get the ERA down, and he has to learn to command that curveball that he threw him. Or was it his fastball? Or was it his slider? I'm not really sure, and I don't think Eric is either. But the Yankees giving up the 10 with the Red Stockings on Sunday, and the 11 tonight. My favorite play, of course, in this game happened in the bottom of the second inning when you had Hicks and Judge both looking up on the Guerrero drive into right center, and then both looking down. With Judge on his way to center, his momentum carrying him over that way. And here is Hicks on his way to right field running after the triple for Guerrero Jr. So that's the kind of night it was for with the Yankees. Now, of course, you know, with Jacob DeGrom, he is trying to get Cy Young. 3 in a row, but he does have some competition. As you know, the Metropolitans lost to the Rays, and you also know, I'm sure, Sweeney, I didn't hear this part of the postgame show, but I'm sure that Sweeney let you know that if the Rays beat the Mets tomorrow or the Yankees lose to Toronto, the division belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays. And right now, the Yankees a game and a half in back of Minnesota for home field. I don't think it matters, to be honest with you, although any and all cardboard cutouts that might have been allowed into Yankee Stadium are unhappy. And will be unhappy if the games are going to be played in Minnesota. I don't think it matters where the Yankees take on Minnesota, because it is so written in stone that the Minnesota Twins will never, ever, ever, ever beat the New York Yankees in serious October baseball. But anyway, DeGrom did lose tonight 4-2. New normal had the Mets going 12-2 in DeGrom's previous 14 starts. However, the old normal was in play tonight. The Mets with only a run of support. Remember that? Only a run tonight in 7 innings of DeGrom with the 2-run ball that he allowed, with 14 Ks to match his career high for the second time this season. And by the way, Lowe, I don't know if any of you saw the game, but if you did, you know, I know, we all know, Lowe was going to be out at third in the second inning, but Rosario dropping the relay, and then in the next inning, Wendell, with that stolen base, he would have been O-U-T if J.D. Davis hadn't dropped the Ramos throw down to third. No errors were charged on the play, but we're talking sloppy. We're talking not good. We're talking no errors were charged on the play, as I say, but you easily could say there should have been at least team errors, because two outs that should have been were not. And DeGrom, by the way, with those 14 Ks, he does lead both Darvish and Fried with 94 Ks, and it's 3 straight games. This is another one of those bits of esoteric. And in three straight games, a Mets starter with 10 or more Ks, and that has never been done before within the franchise. And when you think about the kind of pitching the Metropolitans have had over the years, it is a mild surprise. But three straight games with a starter getting 10 or more Ks, DeGrom following with Peterson from Saturday, and, of course, with Porcello on yesterday. So that's a franchise record. And by the way, with the ERA, Jacob's ERA is now 2.14, but Max Fried with the Confederates 1.96, and Yu Darvish, who gave up a couple of runs in his last start, is now at 2.22. So Jacob is second to Fried. Fried again with 1.96, and Jacob's ERA at 2.14. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a bit, but not a lot, because I don't want to start the week depressing anyone, and then you're going to depress me also by calling in. But we do want you to, it won't depress me if you call in, but if you do want to talk about the Jets, and you do want to talk about the, this is why on all the other shows today I was smiling, listening to how much time was devoted to the rest of the NFL, and you devote a lot of time to the other teams in the National Football League when the two locals depress people when you start talking about them. I'll try not to do too much with the depression, but we will come back and talk a little bit about the Giants, a little bit about the Jets, very little about them, please. And just even mentioning a tease like that is depressing. So no from the 1-877-337-6666 as we proceed with caution, of course, a Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 1 on your fan, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.